I'm not going to lie. Ever since I've learned about Marian apparitions, I have always wanted the Blessed Mother to appear to me. Nevertheless, we can't force these things to happen. We can't force God to show up in our life, nor can we, because we want something, force Jesus and Mary to appear to us. It just doesn't work like that. And it's not the case that because they haven't appeared to you, that you're not holy, nor that because they have appeared to you, that you are. Nevertheless, from approved Marian apparitions and the visionaries to which she's chosen to appear, we can learn the singular trait of the Blessed Mother that it is the most important for us to imitate. We're going to get into this in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. Now, I learned all of this from yesterday's homily. It was utterly amazing. But before we get into that, I want to share with you from the Rules for Greater Discernment of St. Ignatius, rule number 7, something extremely important for us to understand. I will read the rule and then explain to you what it means. 7th rule, in those who go on from good to better, the good angel touches such soul sweetly, lightly, and gently, like a drop of water which enters into a sponge. And the evil touches it sharply and with noise and disquiet, as when the drop of water falls on stone. What can we learn from that seemingly obscure rule? When we're like the good angels, when you're good like the good angel, there's this connection that happens that is unique, because you become exactly like the angels. You are of the same frequency. So there is this kind of resonance there that is happening. Contrary to the demons, when you become holy, there's this dissonance, this difference where there's this disruption and noise between the two of you, which is why they afflict you with pain. This can teach us this very simple but profound spiritual rule that we must become like the one we want to connect with. In this case, the Blessed Mother. So what is this singular trait? What was it that the priest talked about in yesterday's homily? This is what he said. The reason why she appeared to St. Juan Diego is because of his loneliness. That word is of extreme importance in Greek, tapinosis. Now, this isn't just some random trait that he described. It's actually the first and principal trait that she herself mentions in the Magnificat. Listen to this. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. That's the first trait that she mentions about herself. And we're not listening. It's right there, hiding in plain sight for us to see. What does that word mean? The Greek tapinosis means depression in rank or feeling, humiliation, to be made low, of low estate, vile. Do you remember how I described the way that the Blessed Mother spoke about herself in reference to God? She saw herself as a vile worm. Now, in Mary, this is the most exalted virtue. Why? Because she is such an amazing creature. She has been given everything. So she is the highest creature, and she sees herself the lowest. So she's the greatest one, the greatest creature ever made, and yet she sees herself lower than all of the rest of the creatures. Do you see that? That tremendous difference is precisely why this virtue is great in her. Whereas you and I, we're not so great. So for us to see ourselves as low is a lot more true. But we refuse to do that. Lowliness. What does it mean to be and to see yourself as lowly? First, I would say, I probably don't know. I'm just beginning to understand this. Now, we can speak of lowliness as being similar to humility, but I'm preferring to use the word lowliness because that's the word that Our Lady uses. And from now on, I want you to think, how can I grow in lowliness? And to the degree that I grow in lowliness, I will become like Mary. I will resonate her frequency, and I will grow closer to her so much that her and I will commune, because I will be like her. This is what came to me as I reflected on what it means to be lowly. It's what happens when you pray a lot and you put yourself in the presence of God. When you see God, you really, really see him, and you see how grand he is. Imagine if you were to see God as grand as the Grand Canyon, as large as the earth, as large as the planet Jupiter or Saturn. If you were to see his magnificence, you would be able to say, in the contrast, God is amazing and huge, and I'm nothing. That lowliness is what Mary gained from her own visions of God. She was able to see this magnificence of God and to see how much God is and how much she is not. So we cannot attain lowliness on our own. We could work towards it and attain it, but we need to ask for this grace to see how utterly incredible God is, how utterly amazing Jesus Christ and all the saints are, and us in comparison to them. If you've ever stood next to a person that's just an amazing person, and you have this feeling of, wow, they're something, and I'm nothing, that's something of what it feels like to feel this lowliness. In feeling our own loneliness, it takes a lot of courage. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see how much of nothing we are. The great patron of Texas would say often, so much that it was the thing that he was known for saying, I'm nothing. I'm nothingness itself. To say that and to mean it takes extreme courage, and it takes extreme vulnerability. We never want to do that. We always want to say, I am this, I am that, I'm amazing, I'm a devout Catholic, etc. Very few people, in fact, probably no one, wants to say, I'm nothing, I'm nothingness itself. My friends, I want to see Mary, and if not in this life, at least in the next. But to do either, I must be like her and be lowly. Let's pray that she gives us this grace to see ourselves as lower and lower and lower, so we can be like her and gaze upon her beautiful face and let her bring us to Jesus Christ. I will see you in the next one.